الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا. من يهد الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. Praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of all the world. We praise Him. We seek His help. We seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah from the evil of our own selves. Whom Allah guides, there is none who can lead him astray. And whom Allah leads astray, there is none who can guide him aright. I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship except Allah alone and without partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him with the truth as a bearer of glad tidings and a warner ahead of the hour. Verily Allah and his angels send blessings upon the prophet. O ye who believe, ask blessings upon him and greet him with a worthy greeting. Amma ba'd. Before I begin the khutbah today, inshallah, I would just like to thank all of you for your kind wishes and your support and condolences for me and my family. Alhamdulillah. May Allah reward each and every one. In today's khutbah, inshallah, we would like to talk about a very important thing, but we want to contextualize it in a way that may give us some different insight into it. Now, everybody loves finances, right? Everybody loves money. So we're going to put it in a context of finance today, inshallah, in that, you know, the stock market and the various markets around the world, you have what to call investment, which is known in the financial jargon as capital. So, in thinking, what is the capital of the movement in terms of his investment in the Akhirah? I'll give you a minute to answer it yourself in your mind, and then I'll say what I want to think about it, and then you'll see if you were right, inshallah. The capital of the movement is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls as-salihah, the good deeds. So inshallah, hopefully we all said that. No need for the khutbah, but I'm going to give it anyway, inshallah. So, as-salihah, good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book, A'udhu billahi min shaitanir rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا وباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير املا. صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in translation, wealth and sons are the decoration of the life of this world. But the things that endure, good deeds, are best in the sight of your Lord for reward and best for the foundation of hopes of being admitted to the Jannah and returning to Allah in a good condition. So we see here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells you about what we consider good, the sons, the family, in the society of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and even in this society today, sons have a value because they carry the family name. In the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they could help protect the family, they could help take care of the flocks and so forth. So sons had a value, and we see that in the story of Prophet Musa when he helped the daughters of the sheikh at the well, and he got to marry one of them. They were all being pushed back by the male shepherds because he didn't have any sons. He had daughters. So we see the value of sons and wealth. We all know the value of wealth, or so we think. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that these things, in general, possessions, are what they call zinatul hayat dunya, the decoration of the life of this world. Now you think, when you get a present, right? Somebody wants to give you a present, they want it to be really nice, they wrap it up all nice and ribbons and everything and give it to you. Well, the outside of the package, the wrapping and the ribbons and all, that's decoration, right? That's the first thing you throw away. You pull it off, you rip it up, and you throw it, you want to get to what's inside. So the decoration of the life of this world is what most people think is the gift. And they want to, and this is what they want. This is what they think is the thing that they can invest. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no. He says, the good deeds are the investment for the akhirah, for the mu'min, for the believer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, with, as we know, with any investment, there is a prospectus, right? You want to invest? The company gives you what they call a prospectus, which is a outline of the company, its business, what it does, how it works, and all of that. And in the case of the mu'min, the prospectus is the book of Allah. The Quran is the prospectus of the believer who is investing in the akhirah. And it tells them what return they can expect and so forth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in translation in his book in Surah 31, ayahs 1 through 5, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alif Lam Mim. These are the verses of the wise book, a guide and a mercy to the doers of good. Those people who do good deeds, this is their guide, and from this they receive their reward. Those who establish regular prayer, give regular charity, and have in their hearts the assurance of the hereafter. These are on true guidance from their Lord, and these are the ones who will prosper. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you in his prospectus to you what you can expect for your investment in the akhirah and what type of people invest in this. And where you can learn to and how to invest in the proper way is from the verses of the book that Allah calls it the wise book. Not a book of wisdom, but a wise book. Because it's a living thing. It's a living thing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you want to know how to do good, you want to know how to increase your capital for investment, then go to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do what it says, things like establish regular prayer, give regular charity, and have the yaqeen in your heart that you're going to meet with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the akhirah, and that these are the people who can benefit from this. Then, on making an offer, the one making an offer usually describes in more detail the one who can profit from this. So we got a little bit of it in the first introduction of the prospectus, but then Allah goes a little further, and he says, again, in Surah 23, he says, the ones who can benefit from this, verily, are those who live in fear of Allah, meaning have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who believe in the signs of Allah, those who join that worship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who dispense their charity with their hearts full of taqwa because they know they will meet with Allah, it is these who hasten to every good deed, and these are the and they are the foremost in them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, he gives you a description of the type of investment that he's looking for. And these are the ones who have taqwa of Allah, who believe in the signs of Allah, those who join that worship with Allah in any way. And we have to be careful about this because many people commit minor shirk, sometimes major shirk, when they associate other things with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They give credit to Allah, to other things. And, you know, I was telling a brother about my wife passing away, and he said, well, I told him she had the flu, and then it turned to this and that and the other. And he said, well, you know, if she had got a shot, I said, ahi, this is from Allah. If Allah calls, you can shoot whatever you want to shoot. This is from Allah. This is our so you don't give credit to something else. A shot can save you from Allah? I don't think so. This is what I'm cautioning myself and you about. And sometimes we say these things in a loose way because we're not thinking. We actually believe that at the time, but when we have to break it down, we say, well, you know what I meant. No, I know what you said, but I don't know what you meant, because what you said doesn't have make sense. So we have to be very careful about how we say things and what we talk about as Muslims, as investors in the akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they don't join with Allah anything, and those who dispense their charity with their hearts full of fear and taqwa of Allah, because they know they will return to Allah. You give sadaqah, if you give a sadaqah just to say that so the person can say thank you to you, when they say thank you, you have your reward, you're finished. If they don't say thank you, you didn't get anything. But if you give it in the feasibility of that with your heart full of taqwa to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the cause of Allah, you will never lose the reward of your sadaqah. Never. Again, prioritizing, understanding, thinking, remembering, reflecting, using the wise book to give us the guidance that we need to do things the proper way. And Allah says, when you get to this stage, then these are the people who hasten. They don't wait for good deeds to come. They run out looking for them. And they're the first ones to do good deeds, because they're always on the lookout. And we all need cautions about this. When my wife was in the hospital, a short incident, we were in the cafeteria, and the man in front of me, he left his wallet in the car. And someone said, well, get it for him and just pay for it yourself. And I said, well, he probably won't accept it. This is shaitan. So I got my food. He went back to get his wallet. Then my son went up to pay for some of his food, and he said, Dad, I forgot my wallet. And when I got up to go get it to him, the lady behind him said, that's all right, put it on mine. Wallahi. Allah showed me, you missed the opportunity. Listening to the shaitan, you missed the opportunity. Not only am I going to illustrate that to you, I'm going to illustrate it to you right now. And he showed it to me from a lady. I don't know if she was Muslim or not, but it made me ashamed, and it made me remember, and it'll never happen to me again. Wallahi, I promise you that. So Allah sends the signs. Allah teaches you, but you have to be open and aware to it. And these are the people who now, once you that happens, I'm looking for any good deed I can do. Inshallah, I'm hastening to any good deed I can do. Many people, the people here in this country, the non-Muslim people, they have a terrible saying. We'll get to that in a second. But they have a really bad saying that none of us should ever deal with. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his way, as he starts out simple. You know, when the prayer started, it was only two times a day. And then it increased, and so forth. And with the Muslim and the fasting, and it used to be voluntary. So Allah always incrementalizes things to make it easy for the people and to let them build up to a certain level. So Allah, in his perspective, goes even more detail when he says, okay, well, what are the salihah? What are the good things? What are the best qualities for the people who want to invest in the akhirah? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah number 177, in translation, it is not righteousness that you turn your faces toward the east or the west, but it is righteousness to believe in Allah, the last day, the angels, the books, the messengers, to spend of your sustenance out of love for him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for your kin, and for orphans, for the needy, for the wayfarer, for those who ask, and for ransom of slaves, and to be steadfast in prayer, and practice regular charity, and fulfill contracts which you have made, and be firm and patient in pain and suffering and adversity, and throughout all periods of panic. Such are the people of truth, the God-fearing. Very detailed. Put yourself up against this list and check yourself off where you do and do not do, or where you can do better and do not do. and you will become the best investor of the Akhirah when you start to comply your life to this prospectus that Allah has given us. And stop trying to make it up yourself. Stop trying to figure it out your own way. There's instruction here. This is the kind of investor Allah is looking for. This is what they do. And this is the nature that they take on once they start to invest in the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the company of the Akhirah. These are the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have us do. Then the last point here is there's always a warning. You know, we see these things on TV for medicines and things like that. Sometimes the medicine is worse than the disease, but we see they have a warning. You know, this could cause death, this could cause blindness, this could cause this, that, or the other. You know, you have a red spot on your face and say, well, this will take care of it, but it could kill you. You know? These are just the ironies of life. But there's a warning, too. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book in translation, he says, say to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, say, shall we tell you of those who lose most in respect to their deeds? And this is in Surah Al-Kahf. And then it goes on to say, those whose efforts have been wasted in this life while they thought that they were acquiring good works. This goes back to what we talk about, niyyah, intention. You don't have the right intention. You think you're doing something. We all know the hadith about the man who built the masjid and the man who fought in jihad and the man who recited Quran. And they all said, oh Allah, we did this for you. And Allah said, no, you lie. You didn't do that. You did it for this, 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 and this. They're at loss. But also, the people who do not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the unbeliever cannot do any good deeds. Cannot. It may look like he did, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they thought they were doing good deeds and they weren't. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to say at the end of the verse 105 that they are those who deny the signs of their Lord and the fact of their having to meet with him. Vain are their works, nor shall we on the day of judgment give them their works any weight. So this is the unbeliever. All of the good things he thought he did, if he didn't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the last day, it has no value. No value at all. So this lets you know that the investor in the Akhirah is a believer. He has to be. He can't invest otherwise. So as believers, you have to invest. You have to invest. And you have to invest according to the prospectus of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you want to reap the benefit. Insha'Allah, may Allah help us to stay in remembrance of this. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah lakum. Udhu Allah. الحمد لله فاتر السماوات والأرض جاعل الملائكة رسلا أولي أجنحة مثنى وثلاث ورباع يزيد في الخلق ما يشاء إن الله على كل شيء قدير أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, I left out one important thing. Give you a couple seconds to think of it, and then I'm going to say it to see if you were right or wrong. The important thing I left out is, what's the payoff? Right? We're going to invest, we expect some return, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises you a return on your investment. What is that return? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajeem, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Hal jaza'u ihsani ila al-ihsan. Sadaqallahu. Short, sweet, to the point. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in translation, is there any other reward for good but good? Is there? If you do good, you'll get good. The more good you do, the more good will come to you. This is the promise of your Lord. Anybody who doesn't want to invest in that is a fool or unbeliever. A fool, if he's a fool, he's crazy, he has an excuse. The unbelievers have none. The Muslim who doesn't take full advantage of it, maybe he becomes a fool, Allahu A'lam. But I urge myself, and I urge every one of us, to read the prospectus of Allah for the people who would invest in the Akhirah and reap the benefit of it, and then invest. Do the good deeds as much and as many and wherever and however you can. Now, I said the people of the dunya, the unbelieving people, have a saying in this country. They say, and you probably all heard it before, they say, no good deed goes unpunished. Have you ever heard of such a ridiculous thing? But this, they don't have taqwa. They don't have God consciousness. So they can say ignorant things like this. And what they mean is that if you do a good deed for somebody, they're going to come back and ask you for some more. Or they won't appreciate what you do. Because they're not doing it for civilian life. They're doing it for their own ego, for their own gratification, to have some control over the person that they did the favor for. This is not life. And if you find yourself falling into that, correct yourself. Ask Allah to forgive you and invest in the proper way in the Akhirah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma akhir li muslimina wal muslimat al mu'minina wal mu'minat al ihya'i minhum wal amwat innaka samiyun qaribun mujibu da'wati ya rabbal alamin ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وتغفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. عباد الله, إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. أقيموا الصلاة.